On this episode of the podcast, we talk about pretty much the current events going on this week. Me trolling through most of this podcast on this episode and other things. So sit back and enjoy the podcast. Peace. I don't know why I said peace. This is corny. Here it is. Enjoy. This is Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows, episode 16, Friday, the 20th of March. You can literally say it's March Madness with all the crazy stuff going on in this world right now. This is the bonus episode I'm giving you. Bonus episode today. Chilling out, relaxing. Seen the Jonah Lucas video. Paying kudos to Will Smith. That was dope. Watched the Tiger King. It is good. I mean, the last couple episodes, I didn't really care for, but overall, the series is very good. I need something else to watch. I don't know. What else to watch? Somebody message me or who will listen to this podcast. Give me some recommendations. There's a lot of shows out there. Can't watch them all. Can't know about all of them. So someone hit me up. Me personally, I've been just been catching up on my schoolwork. I haven't really been watching TV, only on my off days. But I did watch the Tiger King thing because it was so good. These people with animals is really crazy. You know? Need a better place to keep the tigers. I don't think tigers should be pets. I don't know. My opinion. People love their exotic pets and pay a pretty nice chunk of change to get these pets. I don't know, I'd be scared to keep a pet like that because I think the pet will eventually get older and try to bite your neck off or something. I don't know. This has happened plenty of times. I don't know. Why do people think they are different? So I guess the government, they passed the bill for the stimulus. I was reading, I watched some YouTube videos about what everything comes with the stimulus, and saying it's like one of the worst bills we done passed, I know it's the biggest, but like one of the worst for us, given the quote unquote companies put money back into those companies, which majority of them are, once again, banks. Which they don't tell you that, I don't know. Like we've been in a uproar as it is with what is going on in this world. And what do you guys think? Just think this is. Think it's going to be a bigger recession. I've seen with Canada, they're getting like $8,000, they get $2,000 for the next couple months. Yeah, I don't think the $1,000 is enough for us to live off of, but I don't know, man. You know, a lot of people are being creative while being quarantined. With all the people going live, doing DJ sets, a lot of people doing concerts, got strippers doing stuff they do, being strippers. I've never been to a strip club, I've realized that. I had plenty of chance to go, I don't know. Me personally, I'm not a clubbing person. Don't care for that type of crowd. Excuse me. I might go to a bar. That's about it. Shithole dive bar. That's my type of stuff. A local band performs that. Drink a couple beers, take a couple shots, eat some food, listen to a band. That's a night out for me. I don't know about strip clubs and going to clubs. It's too much tension with people, those type of environments. I don't. Maybe one day. I get married, be my bachelor party. I go to a strip club. I just pay for some. I don't know how it goes, how it works. The vibe is it's kind of unsettling right now. Oh man, I'm not gonna lie, I feel kind of lonely. I don't know why. I need So I had a friend, not a girlfriend, but just a friend I could just like talk to every day or every other day. We might have even hooked up sometimes, so I don't know. Yeah, I do want a girlfriend. At this point, my age, I should be saying I need a wife, but a girlfriend. As far as I can go, I don't know. People that I do like, I can't really talk to them because they don't even stay in Missouri or know I exist. Well, kind of, I don't know. Well, that was the Love Life segment of this podcast. Just been laying low, haven't really been reading anything. I just got my new issue of Wired magazine. Probably gonna look at that today. Or when I'm at work. I feel like everything's getting cluttered. I need to clean my room up, I'm off. Need to do that. To cut my hair. Get a chance. Hair grows back so fast. It's ridiculous. I just bought like 2 weeks ago. A head full of hair. Oh, yeah, I seen, when I was watching the Tiger King, that Tom Segura has a new special out on Netflix. He's like my favorite comedian that does the Netflix specials. So I might probably just watch that after I get done recording this podcast. Already done my homework. That's how I prioritize my day. I wake up. Whatever I gotta do, I do that first. Then all the fuckery shit, I do that after I do what I need to do. I think this should be I can't even think of the name. I think this is what people should do. Well, how they go about their life. You'll probably get more done. Most people, pretty much, they wake up, fuck around, get on Instagram, whatever they need to do, they just push it to the side. And it doesn't get done. Or it gets done at a awkward time. So yeah. Do your shit. The shit you need to do first. Then fuck around. Shit you wanna do. Do that later. Or you continue to get more things done. So you have a block of fuckery all to yourself. I will tell you a secret, but maybe for another episode. About getting things done. I might have to charge you if I tell you the secret. Like all the self-help gurus charge people for one life hack that's not even, well, some people just need, they don't know how to get up in some stomach growling 7-8. That's one thing I don't do. Like, I'm just doing stuff. I know I need to eat something. I will not eat. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. I need to work on that. There's always room to work on yourself. No matter how far you think you're growing. Or accelerating in whatever you're trying to do. Plans for the weekend. Try to work on some music. So I really want to get better at this EDM type of sound I'm working on, mixed with the dark techno. I mean, I do like, I know I have my own style, but I just want to have a like signature style that you hear my music, you know it's me. Cause technically I can make music all type, I can make all type of music. I can make trap music, I can make the fucking dubstep shit, I can make all that. But you want to have your own twist on whatever you, those type of genres of music or sounds, whatever you're doing. I just want to have my own sound, signature sound. I think I want to start a record company. So I'll sign other artists, but the artists I want to sign is artists that are like already kind of established. They got their own fan base. They really don't need no help. Just need somebody to just I guess give them a better platform. Of course, I'll be the first artist to be on the record label, sign myself. There's a couple of record companies I did want to, record labels, because I wanted to work with artists in Berlin and London, Paris, because I want to do the fashion stuff too, still. It's kind of like, if I had a brand of a company that made fashion or designs, I would also want to produce the fashion shows with the music, make the music. I kind of still want to do that. I wanted to do it for other companies. I just don't know how to, like, go on about doing that. So, that's something to ponder on for the future endeavors. Maybe, like I said, I'm getting old. I need to invest in myself 100% times 10 from here on out. Because that's pretty much all I can do. I mean, what we all can do. Yeah, man. Honestly, that money that we were going to get from the stimulus, I was going to do nothing but invest into the stock market, real estate. Because it's pretty much the perfect time to invest. The economy is shit right now. I should guess. Know that already. Yeah, I want to own some equity for once in my life. I had many chances to be financially off. Messed up. Because I had the wrong mindset, or chaos theory came into play, and I had to give the money to do something else. But I don't think like that no more, so invest. Talk about this another part. I watched the Satanic Panic movie on Shudder. It's kind of like a comedy slash horror film. It's very good. The Jerry O'Connell scenes is very, very hilarious. If you haven't seen that, you should check that out. It's on Shudder. It's pretty funny, over the top horror movie. That's my recommendation for films. I heard there's a rumor they're gonna put Black Widow on Disney Plus. Now I have to get Disney Plus if they're gonna do that. So, ever since I've seen the trailer, I've been wanting to see this movie. So, they can give it to me like this, I'll take it. So I got so many streaming platforms. I just got Apple Plus, Apple TV. So it's like 4 I have. I'm paying for. Thank God some of them are mostly $4.99. I'll just do the Hulu and Netflix. I mean, see, I got Amazon Prime. See, I don't have to get YouTube Red, whatever you call it. Only because I watch Cobra Kai. It's like, that show's so good. The next season, I think it's already done. I don't know why they're pushing it back because it's coronavirus. I mean, come on. You got shows that are already done. Just put them out. This is like be the perfect time for people to watch your shows because everybody's at home. You get more views or your ratings go up. I don't know. Just put them shits out. Yeah. What was I saying? I don't even know. I mean, the streaming game is, it's a good business to get into. You have like a millionaire, whatever. Or just an investor that has money. See, they got that little streaming service they just put out with all the celebrities. What's called? Start with a Q. I can't pronounce it. Quavo. Chrissy Teigen, she's a judge on one of these shows. I think all the shows are like 10-minute episodes, too. Which isn't bad. So I'm gonna put that make it as an app and sell it. I had an idea for an app, but I'm not out, man. I don't know how to go about doing those things. I did read something my brother sent me. He be sending me this stuff on Instagram. Some of the stuff I believe, some stuff I don't know, man. He sent me something called the King Alpha Plan. It's pretty deep. Something to think about. Especially in the times we're living in right now. Absolutely believe some of this stuff is the government probably has a hand in. And I'm not even a person that's really into conspiracy stuff. You know, I watch some of that stuff. I watch Sam Tripoli, his podcast, and Eddie Bravo. Some of the stuff they be saying, it sounds good. But I don't know, man. I can't say. All this stuff is true. Just like I don't believe everything in the Bible is true. Just don't believe all this stuff. I don't. It wouldn't make sense. Like some of the stuff in the Bible, like, that was true. Why is all this stuff happening that we're going through now? Jesus came back and just
gave us a reset. Okay, you gotta start over. Cause you're messing up everything. I don't know. I mean, it runs deep. With religion and... I just don't know, man. People call me an atheist. I'm not, like... I actually believe more stuff in the Quran than the Bible. And my father was a Muslim, so I guess that I'm kind of biased towards the Quran. I don't claim any religion, but if I was to get married or whatever, I would probably, most likely, give my life to Allah or the Most High. Come. Don't get me wrong, I do watch church, particular church that I like. It's pretty believable. It does all depends, I don't know. I'm just talking about the future if I get married, I don't know. Be a family man. You want to have some type of structure in your household. I'm a big believer of that, so who knows? But me, I do believe it's a higher power, basically, what I'm saying. All right. I don't know. Maybe I should do another episode of this podcast. It's nothing stopping me from doing that this weekend. We'll see. Who knows? Do a bonus episode. Bonus episode of the podcast. Yay. Well, I really don't have nothing to talk about. man. You go to these stores, there's nothing there. Everything's gone. Freaking Trump's talking about opening up, making everybody go back outside by Easter. Oh. You keep hearing conflicting reports, even his Surgeon General saying stay home, so I don't even think he has the authority to do that. It has to be the state and local officials to decide that, so I don't know. That guy that is making everybody go back to school. It's a Liberty University somewhere in Virginia. The president, he's making all the kids go back to school. They probably already have the virus. It's gonna get kids, other people with the virus. It's gonna spread. That's gonna be great. My mother, she was telling me that we stay inside. Maybe when it gets hot, that'll make the virus go away or something. I don't know what she was saying. It was some kind of theory. It kind of makes sense. But I don't know. I see a lot of people just still going outside, doing their regular routine. So. Sorry, we got cut off. Somebody calling me the same number over and over. Which I know is the number of the school. You know, the fucked up thing about this crisis and stuff. People trying to get you to go to school. People trying to get you to sign up for this course. People want you to spend money when you don't have the money to do none of this shit they're trying to sell you. It's really alarming telling you what kind of world we're living in. Number of bloodsuckers. A lot of them want to talk about going to school right now. I don't even know what kind of jobs we're going to have after this is going to. Out of this crisis. You know, personally, thoughts on schools, none but a scam. If you're not, going to school to be a doctor or trained in one specific thing, like getting a degree in, getting a degree in fucking psychology. What kind of job are you gonna get? Nothing. I actually knew a person that had a master's. She's working the same job I had. That's crazy. So you'd be a lawyer, doctor, it's cool. Now you want to be like a data scientist, get a job, go to school, learn how to do just that. That's it. Going to school for just random bullshit, you're going to be shit out of luck. Trying to get a job. I already know. I'm going through it now. But lucky for me, what I went to school for, they're kind of like hiring right now. So there may be some ups. Some up side to that. Because the Hawkeye must landed me almost, this job was paying almost $60,000 a year. I could have had that job. But I'm gonna learn how to do copywriting, so I wanna find a job in that. That pays up to like $120,000 a year, just learning how to do copywriting. So why not just do that? I don't know. And you probably won't have to go to school for it. You get a job copywriting somewhere, work there a couple years, move up or get more experience. You end up getting the freaking $120,000 salary a year from doing copyright. Instead of going to college for 4 years, being in debt, and you just don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life. I don't know. Working job to job. Oh, we're gonna wrap with that. Put the music on the podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it. See you guys next week, or maybe not. Maybe I do a bonus episode where I just play all music. I don't know. I was thinking about doing an episode like that a while back. Something like how the DJs are doing now on Instagram. instead of just going to do a podcast. Make it like a playlist. All right, guys, see you guys later. Spoon Boy Podcast, we're out. Now, hit the music.
It's a dark place. It's a Dark Place.